Hi there. The word for you today is start thinking creatively. In Genesis 1 verse 27, we read, God created man in his own image. The Bible calls you a child of God. Stop and think what that means. Your heavenly Father's creativity is already built into your DNA, and it's your job to recognize that, release it, and put it to work. Advertising executive George Lewis said, and I quote, "Creativity can solve almost any problem. The creative act, the defeat of habit by originality, overcomes anything." But for your creativity to be released, you must first identify the barriers that stand in your way of being creative and start taking them down. Here's a common one. Quote, "We've always done it this way." Hello, sound familiar? People who say that have stopped thinking for themselves. They're just putting in their time, waiting for a paycheck, and going home at the end of the day without thinking, reflecting, or even considering the possibilities of change. And if you are one of those people, it's time to wake up and start looking around you. Mind-deadening routine is the cancer of creativity. If you mindlessly go about your business the same way every day, your routine is opening you up to mistakes. Why? Because chances are your habits have caused you to lose the ability to think critically and question your methods. Start questioning policies, techniques, forms, rules, paperwork, anything that's become routine. Ask, why do we do that? Is it even necessary? Can we do it better? On the farm of success, there are no sacred cows. And if you insist on doing things the way they've always been done, you run the risk of being outthought, outsold, outproduced, and maybe even out of business. So, the word for you today is, since God created you, and you are his child, start thinking creatively.